and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about self-love and body positivity because we love it and you guys always resonate with it, and especially we're coming to the new year, we're like halfway through January, we always need these little reminders so then we can go into the new year with really healthy habits. But before I begin, just a quick word from our sponsor. We are so proud that our podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's Help, H-E-L-P. BetterHelp is a professional online counselling service whose mission is to help you start living a happier life today. They have a huge range of expertise and they can set you up with a therapist in under 48 hours. And then even if it turns out that you don't like your therapist, you can actually change for free. It's a professional, secure online counselling service and it's available to people all over the world. You can access your account at any time and there are over a million people using BetterHelp today. And the best thing about BetterHelp is that it's super affordable. It's way more affordable than your traditional offline counselling, and BetterHelp are actually offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. We are always talking about the importance of improving yourself and working on your inner world. So if you feel like you need that guidance, there's absolutely no shame in seeking therapy. If you have been thinking about therapy but you just haven't committed yourself just yet, our advice would be just to go for it because you're so, so worth it. And if you're still a little bit unsure, you can actually go on BetterHelp and fill out this questionnaire. It has loads of different questions just so they can get a really good idea of exactly what you're looking for, get a feel for the website, read the testimonials, and then you can decide from there if you do want to actually sign up. If you have any questions at all about BetterHelp, then just pop us a message on Instagram and we'd be happy to help you. So today I'm going to talk to you all about the importance of nourishing your body with the right food for you, and for everyone that is different. The main thing is self-love for your body has to start within. So you've probably noticed that it's just been the new year that there's lots of diets flying around on Instagram, weight loss products, stuff like that. And one that keeps coming up for me is the keto diet. And Jamila Jamil, who has the I Weigh movement, who is incredible, recently put a post on about actually how damaging the keto diet can be for your health. And I read it and I was like, oh my God, because then I just kind of went into this trance for a few minutes where I reflected on this time last year where I actually did a really similar thing. And it just felt crazy for me to reflect on because I feel like I've come so far from there. When I did that diet, I was really not in a good place with my body. And I mean, I'll quickly tell you the story, but it really did not work because I was coming at it from such a negative place in my own self-image. So I really want to quickly share this story just so that anyone that feels like they don't feel that great in their body, that doesn't have a good self-image, of how quickly you can actually turn it around, because this was only 1 year ago and now I would honestly never ever do this to my body ever. You'd honestly have to pay me, and it's only been a year. But obviously, like we always say, I don't judge my past self. I was just doing my best with what I knew at the time, and I wasn't feeling that great in myself in terms of my body image at that time. So this is what I felt would work. But yeah, looking back, it's a little bit crazy. So what I really want to get across is just the fact that I honestly don't think people should restrict themselves in this life. We have one life. We don't know when our last day is. And to think that some people live their lives completely controlled by what they eat, restricting themselves, not giving themselves the food that they want and need. And it literally just makes me sad because I was that girl and I don't want any of you to be. So basically this time last year, I really wasn't feeling that great in my body. And I thought, oh my God, I just want to lose weight. And at my gym, they were doing this transformational program. And they didn't like sell it as keto. They said it wasn't keto. But when I started it, I was like, this is a hell of a lot like keto. It was super restrictive. Like, I'm not joking. Like, one day I ate like 900 calories under what they were telling me to eat. And I was like, this isn't normal. I was so hungry. And I just look back on it and I'm like, bloody hell, what a waste of time. I remember sitting there like starving. I'm sure, like me, if you're listening to this, you're grateful enough to have access to food. So we should never restrict ourselves to the point where we feel starving. But yeah, basically it was this diet and it was super restrictive, pretty much no carbs. I had absolutely no energy. And because I really wasn't in a good place and I was doing it from such a restricted place, I actually ended up getting into this really bad habit of binging biscuits, and that's not like me. Like, I'm not a massive biscuit person, and binging is something I've done in the past, but I mean recently, I can't remember the last time I actually binge ate, to be honest. So it was a little bit out of character to develop this really bad binging habit on biscuits. So I was on this bloody transformational program, eating almost nothing. It felt like dust. And then I was binge eating on these biscuits at work, and it was just getting so out of hand. And basically got to the end of this transformational program, which was about 4 weeks. They didn't recommend you do it longer than that. And I got to the end and I thought, I actually feel worse. My body fat percentage had gone up. It was so funny. We got weighed in the gym on the last day, and I was like, I said to the woman, I think it might have gone up. And she was like, yeah, it's gone up. Like, awkward. But honestly, I just laughed. I was like, whatever, it's not that deep. But yeah, in that moment, when she said that, yeah, it's gone up, I thought to myself, Abby, something needs to change here. This isn't healthy. You've just paid to do this transformational program. It was super restrictive. You didn't feel good. You actually put on weight. You developed actually even worse habits by restricting yourself so much. I was like, something's got to change. I need to change my mindset. So then, basically, fast forward a little bit, we went into lockdown, and that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because I really, really worked on my mindset first. I didn't care too much about what I was eating. I thought, I need to start loving my body from the inside out so then I can nurture it and like nourish it with food that I want. How can I decide what I want to eat when I'm looking in the mirror and I don't even like my appearance? I'm obviously not going to say go and eat that, because I'm like bullying myself. And I really had to work on that first before I could create a positive outlook on food. So that's what I did. I really worked on my mindset first. And yeah, fast forward a year, I'm in a really, really good place now. I would never restrict myself to that degree. So I really want anyone that is listening to this, and if they are someone that goes on Instagram and they see these diets and they get intrigued, think, what are these shakes? What is this diet? What's this keto thing? Don't give into it. You deserve to enjoy food so much, every single bite. You deserve to eat what you want. Obviously, binge eating and stuff is very different, because that's from an emotional place and it doesn't make you feel good. But I'm talking about, if you want pasta, have pasta. Of course, have all the carbs. Just listen to your body. Your body will tell you what you want to eat. A lot of the days for me, I want to eat healthy because that makes me feel good. I don't want to eat rubbish. So don't give in to society. Society profits off our insecurities from putting on weight, getting old, not having the right car, not having the right job, not having the right kitchen. I saw this advert the other day, you've probably seen it, where there's like this woman on Zoom and she's really, really embarrassed of a kitchen, and then she gets a new kitchen and then everybody else is embarrassed of their kitchen. And I know this sounds like I'm thinking into it a lot, but this is the kind of things I think about. I think that is sending out such a bad message, because if you're sat at home and you've got this kitchen and you can't afford to get a new one or something, then you're going to feel embarrassed. And what they're selling you is an insecurity. They're saying, if you get this kitchen, you're going to feel way better about yourself, but you will never feel better about yourself having a kitchen. It has to come from within. Okay, that's a little bit off on a tangent, but you get the idea. Society profits off your insecurities, so do not let them win. Take back your power, nourish your body, realize how beautiful you are from the inside out. You have to take back the control and remember that you are a miraculous being and your body is on your side. It wants you to feel good. Like, every day your body wakes you up, it pumps all that blood around your body, it fights disease, it keeps you alive. It's on your side. It wants you to nurture it with really, really good food. Also, something really interesting which I heard this week, a nutritionist was explaining that the guilt around eating something really bad is actually more damaging for you than the food. So if I did so happen to binge out and ate a massive pizza or something tonight, if I was to punish myself and feel super guilty and sit there and think, why the hell have I done this, that negative emotion is actually going to affect me more than the food. How crazy is that? The power of like guilt and bullying yourself is crazy. Yeah, so I really hope this episode gave you some food for thought, literally. And next time you see those diets and you think, that doesn't seem right, think twice and live life on your own terms. Eat what the hell you want. Also, one more thing. One thing that's really, really helped me develop my mindset around my body image is affirmations. I've spoke about before how powerful they've been for me, because honestly, what you tell your mind, you will believe. Like, even if you don't believe it at first, eventually you will. And I've really started to believe those affirmations, and it's honestly helped me so much. So if you guys are interested in affirmations, we do have a digital body positivity affirmation on our website. It's only $3.99 and you have lifetime access. You can just download it to your phone, your laptop. I would suggest listening to the morning, the night, whenever you're not feeling great. They're super, super powerful. So go and check that out if you are interested. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy your next meal. I hope you enjoy every single bite, because I sure will. And we'll see you next time. Bye.